98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The migrant crisis at the southern border earning a meeting today between Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation. There's a caravan of some 8,000 migrants headed to the border now, and a plane load that had to be diverted to Philadelphia instead of New York.
Yesterday, about 200 migrants boarded an Eastern Airlines flight, and it landed in Philly. And that plane from El Paso was actually supposed to come to JFK, but it was diverted because of the weather. The migrants then got on four buses, and those buses pulled into the Port Authority around 12:30 a.m.
ABC's Janice Yu. The Israeli military expanding its Gaza ground offensive into urban refugee camps on the outskirts. And it comes after Prime Minister Netanyahu wrote in an op-ed that peace from Israel will only happen when Hamas is destroyed, Gaza is demilitarized, and Palestinian society is radicalized, de-radicalized. Unrest in the Middle East, spiking gas prices up $3.11 a gallon over the last week. The Detroit Pistons can now claim the longest losing streak in a single NBA season. This is ABC News. There's another twist in the case of former South Carolina lawyer and convicted killer Alex Murdaugh, and it centers on a woman who watched the trial from the inside.
Court clerk Becky Hill co-wrote a book, Behind the Doors of Justice, The Murdaugh Murders, promising an up-close look at the trial and her personal relationship with the Murdaughs. But now, Hill is accused of plagiarizing part of that book from a British reporter. These developments could have consequences for Murdaugh as he seeks a new trial. He previously claimed that Hill had tampered with the jury, a claim she denies and prosecutors insist is not credible. The plagiarism scandal could now put her credibility back in question as the judge weighs whether to grant a new trial.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. One of the stars of the Oscar-winning movie Parasite has been found dead in South Korea. The body of Lee Sun-kyun, who had been under investigation for drug use, was discovered in a car in northern Seoul. He was just 48 years old. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans plan to call for an audit of diversity policies and practices across Wisconsin state government agencies next year. That's after negotiating to freeze diversity efforts at the universities of Wisconsin. Democrats call the move purely political.
It's really clear that Speaker Voss is choosing to double down on culture wars instead of addressing the issues that are really facing Wisconsinites.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Yesterday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also broken in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, to name just a few. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start. Could see some partial sunshine into the afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday, light and variable. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, lows dropping back to 30. For Thursday, at least some partial sunshine, highs in the upper 30s. And a good deal of sunshine then for your Friday with highs up closer to 40. Chance for some snow showers later into the day on Saturday with highs back to around 30. Sunday on the breezy side, chance for some morning snow showers there back to 26. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 29.
Get big savings when insulating your home with Owens Corning at Menards. Insulating with pink foamular insulation can save you money on your utility bills, all while increasing your family's comfort. These pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. The savings continue with federal tax credits and incentives. Earn up to 30% back on qualifying insulation purchases. Check out all the great deals going on now through December 31st during Menards' New Year's sale.
Save big money at Menards.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Against their best wishes, the Detroit Pistons make their way into the annals of NBA history, but not in a good way.
Detroit has set the NBA record for most consecutive losses in a single season. It went down for the 27th straight time when it fell to Brooklyn 118-112. Guard Cade Cunningham had this post-game message for his teammates.
Right now is the easiest time to stand off and be on your own. But we need to continue to lean on each other and continue to push each other and hold each other accountable more than ever now.
The overall record losing streak is 28 games. Detroit will tie that mark if it loses its next game Thursday at Boston. I'm Bruce Morton.
Other NBA winners yesterday include Oklahoma City, Utah, Memphis in overtime, and Portland. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees send their former top-ranked minor leaguer to Cleveland.
The Yankees traded former top prospect Esteban Florial to the Cleveland Guardians, acquiring right-hander Cody Morris for the 26-year-old outfielder. Florial signed with the Yankees in 2015 and was rated their top prospect in 2019 by MLB.com. He made his big league debut in August 2020, but has played in just 48 major league games over four seasons, hitting .209 with one homer, 11 RBIs, and six stolen bases. The 27-year-old Morris had a 6.75 ERA in six appearances with the Guardians last season. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In college football, quarterback Jason Bean threw for 449 yards and all six of his touchdown passes to two receivers. Bean led his Kansas team over UNLV to win the Guaranteed Rate Bowl last night. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Bucks play the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight in New York. The Bucks coming off a 129-122 loss to the Knicks Christmas Day. How do you rebound? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Again, prepare them. Be the most prepared team that we can be. Know it's not going to be easy, but if you do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers in the ReliaQuest Bowl next Monday morning against LSU, kickoff 11 a.m. Luke Fickell has hired one of his former players, Kenny Guyton, who played quarterback for him at Ohio State, to serve as receivers coach.
Learned a lot, you know, played quarterback, and so playing quarterback on that level, you learn so much. And so I got a chance to play for some legendary coaches with Jim Tressel for 2 years. I had Luke Fickell, who's doing an awesome job now. I had Urban Meyer for the last two. So when you have those names around you, those greatness around you, and every day a learning experience.
That's the Badgers' new receivers coach, Kenny Guyton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's new music there from Dan and Shades called Save Me the Trouble. As we all know, the kids ask a ton of questions. Well, there was a survey done to find out exactly how many. It's a big number. Hang out. I'm going to give you guys all the details coming up in less than 10.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Girl, I've never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody.
98QCountry.com.
Online at 98QCountry.com.
Sunny.
be Chris Stapleton. It's called White Horse. All right, as we get ready to head into a new year, we know that kids are going to ask lots of questions. And so there was a poll done on how many they do. It says kids ask over 4,000 questions a year. So get ready for that as we're coming into the new year. And it says we can't answer half of them. As they said, on an average, what it is, they ask about 11 questions per day. And that seems about right to me, right? 11 per day.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The migrant crisis at the southern border earning a meeting today between Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation. There's a caravan of some 8,000 migrants headed to the border now, and a plane load that had to be diverted to Philadelphia instead of New York.
Yesterday, about 200 migrants boarded an Eastern Airlines flight, and it landed in Philly. And that plane from El Paso was actually supposed to come to JFK, but it was diverted because of the weather. The migrants then got on four buses, and those buses pulled into the Port Authority around 12:30 a.m.
ABC's Janice Yu. The Israeli military expanding its Gaza ground offensive into urban refugee camps on the outskirts. And it comes after Prime Minister Netanyahu wrote in an op-ed that peace from Israel will only happen when Hamas is destroyed, Gaza is demilitarized, and Palestinian society is radicalized, de-radicalized. Unrest in the Middle East, spiking gas prices up $3.11 a gallon over the last week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's job approval in Wisconsin is 42%. He was in Milwaukee last week to try to bring that number up. Congresswoman Gwen Moore speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front.
The cones that they see running around is money. That the apprenticeship that their nephew finally got into is part of what Joe Biden has done.
The president spoke to an audience at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. The black vote is seen as crucial to winning Wisconsin next year. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular fuel in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks play the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight in New York. The Bucks coming off a 129-122 loss to the Knicks Christmas Day. How do you rebound? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Again, prepare them. Be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy. But if you do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers in the ReliaQuest Bowl next Monday morning against LSU. Kickoff 11 a.m. Luke Fickell has hired one of his former players, Kenny Guyton, who played quarterback for him at Ohio State, to serve as receivers coach.
Learned a lot, you know, played quarterback. And so playing quarterback on that level, you learn so much. And so I got a chance to play for some legendary coaches with Jim Tressel for 2 years. I had Luke Fickell, who's doing an awesome job now. I had Urban Meyer for the last two. So when you have those names around you, those greatness around you, and every day a learning experience.
That's the Badgers' new receivers coach, Kenny Guyton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ready?
Brand new country.
98Q Country.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Mama, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Know right from wrong, it ain't what you think.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around, up and down all these avenues, doing everything to think about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. City side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old roundabout valley back roads, way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town.
Sam Hunt and Outskirts. That's also going to be the name of the upcoming tour. So things going to be pretty busy for Sam Hunt this upcoming year. He's also had a new baby in the house. So wonder how his Christmas went. I didn't see any photos pop up online. So maybe they're just enjoying the moment and they didn't have to document it by posting it on social media. Zach Brown, he's in the same boat and he's on the way next.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why is the world's number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools. From trimmers and blowers to mowers and more, trusted by homeowners and pros all over the world. And you'll find service and help from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks for their respective companies.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast.
Fort Stable, of cloud cover to start. Could see some partial sunshine into the afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday, light and variable. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, lows dropping back to 30. For Thursday, at least some partial sunshine, highs in the upper 30s. And a good deal of sunshine then for your Friday with highs up closer to 40. Chance for some snow showers later into the day on Saturday with highs back to around 30. Sunday on the breezy side, chance for some morning snow showers there back to 26. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 29.
Jordan Davis. Sold up and she's gone. Guess I got
too soon, too late. 98Q Country.
We're all in the same boat. Fishing in the same hole. Wonder where the same time goes. We're all in the same boat. We can all believe.
swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on the bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Right now, we both know we're Marina Del Rey. Plane's gonna fly away, and you'll be on. And by this time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade, and we can't stop it. So before we turn in, I can't make you love me. Let's be brand
Q Country.com. We'll be right back.
98 Q.